Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Again, your bumper music theme today, famous JJs. You want to explain this one, Dave Harrigan, as we bring
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, I like him. Back. This is kind of prime Cities 97.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Joshua Larson, assistant county attorney for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, has removed himself as lead prosecutor in the case involving the death of Ricky Cobb and the charges against Ryan Londegren. Lou Regus, for multiple days, has been all over this story. And Lou, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lou, for the average person who looks at this and says, now, wait a second. If Joshua Larson, a guy who's been involved in some prominent cases, is saying, I'm out, that I think people are thinking, well, Larson's saying we don't have a case. And that's why he wants off this case. Can you fault people for thinking that? And do you think that?
I can't fault people for thinking that. And I guarantee that Londegren's defense attorneys are going to say that on Monday when we're back in court for this case. As far as what I think, I think it definitely hurts the case. Because one thing that people don't realize or maybe don't appreciate fully is how important it is to have the best prosecutor on a specific case when it's a difficult case, which convicting Ryan Londegren would be extremely difficult with the facts that we know about the case. So Larson is an excellent attorney. I've seen him on assorted high-profile shooting cases in which he was excellent in those. And he also had a big role in the Kim Potter case in which there was a conviction. Mm-hmm. And he also was involved in the Chauvin case, of course, yes. There was a conviction. So he has the experience to handle a complex case involving an officer. Within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, there's one other prosecutor that I know of, Patrick Lofton. He was involved with the Muhammad Noor prosecution. Outside those two, though, there's not a lot of direct experience within the office. So the question is, who's going to take the case? And if people think that, you know, just any random attorney in town that will just raise their hand and say, hey, I'll take it, and they'll do a better job, they don't, because nobody else has prosecuted police the way these guys have.
So multiple questions come to mind off that excellent answer. I mean, for me, from afar, I would think the Hennepin County Attorney's Office is full of attorneys. They're involved in key cases on a regular basis. So my initial thought is after that answer is it surprises me that they don't have other people to pick from. But obviously you're right, and that's why they're looking at hiring outside their office itself.
Well, the Star Tribune had an excellent article on this issue. One thing that they quoted a source as saying is that Larson wanted help within the office and he wasn't able to get it. Like, other people didn't want anything to do with the case. So if
can
that's
I stop
true,
you on that? I mean,
yeah.
How
mm-hmm.
often does that happen within any county attorney's office where your boss has decided to charge? And we've had this debate many, many times, and you've reported it, you've engaged with us and others on, okay, was this the right decision, what's happened, sharing information. But to me, Lou, that is a damning statement on Mary Moriarty. If, okay, not only Joshua Larson wants out, but part of the reason wants out is nobody else on the team wants to help. So it's not just Larson who's saying, what do we have, but other people under her, on her staff, are also saying, Mary, what are we doing here?
Yeah, so does that happen often? No, I would say it does not. It's not every day that there is somebody charged where there's a huge discussion of should this person have been charged or should they not have been charged? You know what I mean? Like, usually it's kind of like a crime is committed, and then once the person who committed the crime is found, then they're charged. But when it's something where, you know, everybody knows that Trooper Lonergan shot Ricky Cobb, the question is just whether that was a crime or whether it was a justified use of force.
Right.
That's where it gets to be so contentious. And so that's, you know, I know that there are people in that office that think it should not have been charged. I know that Mary Moriarty and her top assistant, which is Mark Osler, and other leaders in the office believe that it should have. So there's definitely dissension among whether it should have been charged or not.
Lou, hang on. I want to squeeze in a short break. I want to come back. First up with Lou Ragus, who's excellent from CARE 11. What we think now about the dynamic between the governor and a statement and Moriarty's office and a statement they've offered up, because that tension is clearly there, and they added to it yesterday. More with Lou Ragus in just a couple minutes here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Quickly back with CARE 11's Lou Ragus. We're talking about Joshua Larson, expected to be the lead prosecutor on the death of Ricky Cobb and the charges, the multiple charges against State Trooper Ryan Lonergan. Joshua Larson out. Other members of the Hennepin County Attorney's Office also want no part of it. We've known for a while, Lou, and you've reported all this for CARE 11. We'll continue to report on it tonight on CARE 11, that the governor has talked about it multiple times, including, I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm also waiting to see if Attorney General Ellison believes that we should step in and take over this case. So when this news became official to more people in the last 24 hours or so, the governor's office put out a statement regarding Larson, raised the question about the approach she, referring to Moriarty, has taken in this case. The governor will continue to monitor the case and has not closed the door to reassigning it. Moriarty's office says it's disappointing to see the governor further injecting politics into a criminal legal matter without picking up the phone to gather more information. Lou, these are two Democrats. These are two people who've supported each other. I mean, to me, this is just extraordinarily rare that this is playing out as publicly as it is.
Completely. Yeah, you're completely right. First of all, Governor Walz could choose to not comment.
Correct.
And he's making a choice there to say that the fact that the lead prosecutor asked to be removed from the case, he obviously is alarmed by that and reiterated that he hasn't ruled out taking the case away from Moriarty. Now, to be fair to Moriarty in what her state says there, she's right that I think people might think that the governor knows more of what's going on, like within a case, than he really does.
Yeah, I agree. Mean, so I think you nailed a very important point there.
He knows what's being reported.
Yep.
And so it's probably fair for her to come back and say, hey, he could call and ask us about this, but he didn't.
Do we know if Walz and Moriarty have even had one conversation about the case?
I don't know that for a fact, I guess, but each of them separately met with Ricky Cobb's family before the charges were filed. So I guess it'd be surprising to me if there was never any sort of dialogue, but I don't know for sure.
Take me through the process now and how this works and everything Moriarty has to do to find an attorney, he or she who's skilled to do it. Number one, to find someone, but the fact that this is going to the Hennepin County Board first.
Well, okay, so there's a lot of things that we don't fully know yet, but here's what to watch for. On Monday, everyone will be back in court for a hearing for the Landrigan case. It's possible that they set a date for the trial at that point. They're going to be arguing a bunch of motions, including the motion to dismiss that the defense has filed. It'll be interesting to see who is sitting at the table for the prosecution.
Yeah.
Last time, Chris Freeman, no relation to Mike Freeman, was there. He's a manager in the office. So who's going to be there with him? That'll be interesting to see. Tuesday, the Hennepin County Board, as the Star Tribune reported, has questions for Moriarty regarding continued authorization to hire outside counsel. Now, it's difficult because Moriarty's office is not confirming on the record that they are asking to hire outside counsel for the Landrigan case. Okay, so everyone, the assumption is that's what this is concerning, and it's fair to make that assumption. But
can I just jump in on this?
Yeah.
Can Hennepin County, can the board say to her, no, you're not allowed to do this. You can't hire outside counsel. You have to figure out who you have in your staff, and that's the way it's going to go.
I don't fully know the answer to that question because a lot of it comes down to cost as well. And the way that the arrangement is currently set out is that they need to make these sort of arrangements out of their own budget. And like, for example, let's say that, you know, a relative of the county attorney was charged with a crime. You know, if they couldn't get another county to handle it for them, you know, which they usually do, there could be a situation in which they needed to hire an outside counsel who's, you know, not related at all. Like there are situations where you could imagine needing to hire an outside prosecutor, but they have so many prosecutors in the office that in most cases that, like, this wouldn't need to happen. The reason that Ellison needed to use outside prosecutors in the Chauvin case,
mm-hmm,
was because their office was so small.
Yeah.
When the Chauvin case was given to them, they just didn't have the manpower to pull it off. And Jerry Blackwell and Steve Slisher, who are both amazing attorneys in the Twin Cities, volunteered to do that for free. So it's kind of unprecedented the way that the things are aligning. If she is going to ask for an outside prosecutor, how much would that cost? And if it's not something that fits in their normal budget, then would Hennepin County need to approve money for that? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but
yep,
on Tuesday is when we should expect to get a little more clarity on that.
Is there any way this case is dismissed next week?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the reason why is self-defense cases, it's a lot harder for a judge to dismiss them based on probable cause, because usually it's a question for the jury as to whether that self-defense claim is valid. And you have to hear the person testify, usually, to know what was going through their head at the time. So that's basically what makes it hard to dismiss any self-defense case prior to a trial. I guess there's always a possibility in the defense in that argument, but I just personally think it's not that likely.
I'll pick up on text, which came here at 651-461-9226. What about Mary Moriarty herself trying this case?
Maybe she should. She's an excellent trial attorney. That was, you know, something that, you know, when she was running for office, attorneys in town, whether they liked her or didn't like her, everybody would vouch that she is excellent in the courtroom as a trial attorney. But in Hennepin County, they just, I don't know how many times Freeman went into the courtroom and argued, but it was not that many, I don't think. It's something that in such a big county, it's more of a managerial position, decision-maker position. It's not like, you know, we covered the stabbing trial over in Wisconsin, and the St. Croix County District Attorney himself was the main attorney in the courtroom for that big trial.
Could this also be an avenue for Walls and Ellison to step in and say, number one, we have some questions, but number two, Hennepin County, they don't have the attorneys to do this. The AG's office, we do. We can step in.
Let me tell you all the problems with anybody taking it over. So Attorney General Ellison does not want to take it over, he has publicly said, because of a conflict of interest with the Attorney General's office needing to defend the state patrol in the lawsuit from the Cobb family. Governor Walz contradicted him by saying they can set up firewalls within the office so that certain people are on this side, certain people are on that side. They're not communicating with each other on two cases. But Ellison clearly is concerned about that. So the other option would be Ellison could take it away and assign somebody from another county, like let's say like a Washington County attorney, to be a special attorney general to prosecute the case. But then you would need to have a prosecutor from another county that actually wants to prosecute it. So that almost creates a scenario where if it gets taken away, the only option is to dismiss it. And I mean, that would be a huge, a huge political issue, I think, for Keith Ellison to do that and for Governor Walz to be involved in that. I mean, it would be fireworks if that happens.
Excellent story, by the way, from Neil Justin on you and Paul Bloom coaching your girls and loving basketball.
Yeah, that was sweet, wasn't it?
That was great. That was very enjoyable. Always appreciate your insight. You're very good on this. We thank you for coming on. Have an excellent weekend. And considering what's happening next week, don't be surprised if we reach out again.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks a lot.
Lou Ragusa, Care 11, worth checking out. This guy's not going to be found guilty. Ryan Lonergan, he's not going to be found guilty, right?
Doesn't seem like it.
I mean.
Doesn't seem like it's going to make it to the courtroom, in my opinion.
It doesn't seem like it, right? It would be interesting if with all the pushback towards her, and if Hennepin County, if they have the capability to say no, if she says, fine, I'll be the one. I'll try the case. Because she can back up her words in that matter. It's time for us to stop talking. That's your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in clog-free Leaf Guard gutters and get 75% off installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.